I suppose it was very competitive up until the end of the first quarter, and then we got the goal, Shane Moran, at the end of the first quarter. So that gave us confidence to push on, and we turned in a good second quarter then. But the goals then were really the scores that nailed it for us, and it was comfortable in the end, but it certainly wasn't comfortable in the first quarter. It was nip and tuck, and they had a couple of chances. They didn't put them away, but thankfully we did, and goals win matches, and we got the goals today.
Yeah, Glencairn Manahampton really hung on till half time. Even in the first half, you had ripped them apart several times. You didn't finish the goal chances.
Yeah.
But the game plan came very good, really, in the second half, from the evening before half time.
Oh, it did, surely. And, you know, we played a good running game, and the passing was good, the accuracy was good. And once you have that, you have always a good chance of opening up defences. And we did that well at the start. I felt maybe we left two goals behind us, but any day you get four, you can't be complaining too much. So I was happy to see us nailing those goal opportunities today. Previous games, we were leaving them behind us. Today we took them, and that set the platform then for a good win against a side that has been the bogey team for Ballinamore over this last number of years. And it was an important one for the group to get that result today.
And your team showed a great work rate today. You'll be looking forward to that work rate when you face St Mary's in Kiltard in the semi-final.
Oh, absolutely. And St Mary's are going very well. A great win against Aughwillan yesterday. I thought that game would have been closer. It wasn't. So it shows you the level they're at. We have a big game on our hands. But listen, we're delighted to get over today, and we look forward to planning for St Mary's now in 2 weeks' time.